down in Braxton County. I think the looks of most of the faces here, he doesn't need an introduction. Melvin, why don't you come up? Play us a few. And if you didn't hear already, Melvin was a National Heritage Fellowship winner this year, the National Endowment for the Arts.
Wasn't that nice? You can tell them who was the cause of it, though.
I can tell you who was the cause of it.
Depends on what you want me to play.
And also, let me introduce Grafton Wine. That's Melvin's son. He came along. Maybe we can get him. He's a little gimpy these days. He had a bad accident in the woods. And cutting timber, weren't you, when that happened?
I told him he cut a tree on himself, and he don't believe it.
Wasn't quite that simple, was it? Let's see if I'm in tune.
You'll have to excuse me, because sometimes when I don't play for a while, it's hard for me to get started. So that's the way it happens. What would you like?
Let's start out in D.
Start out in D, and then we'll get that cold, frosty morning directly. Because it's hot today. Hi, Bob.
I'm
Thank you.
The ladies' waist ribbon, huh?
Ladies' waist ribbon. We were playing in Kentucky, and I just heard the name of that, and I never knew what it meant. My dad called it that, so we named it, and I said something about it, didn't know why I was called that, and as a lady spoke up back in the audience and said, I know, it's a quilt. Said, we have one, we have a ribbon right in it. So, somebody might need a quilt sometime, why not? What are we going to play, Jerry?
Whatever you want.
Ain't ready for cold, frosty morning. Something in D or G or C or A. Now, this is the way my pappy played Patty on a Turnpike. Let's see if I can think of it.
Thank you.
That's about like when we played out in Washington. I thought Jerry and Ron Mullenix was going to play with me, but when we got there, they changed the program. Said, you'll play by yourself. I said, oh, no, we won't. But me and the old lady, we had a little disagreement about it, but finally I told her, I said, okay. I crumbled in. So I was first in the play before everybody. That's like going to a contest and drawing names and you get number one. You know how it is, don't you, Bob? You know how that is. Yeah. What are we going to play, Jay?
I was wondering, you played an old tune one time called Love by Jane. What is that called?
That's played indeed.
Indeed? You
want to
try it?
That's hard to play. Melvin will try it. That's G, I believe. Jane.
So where's that from?
Huh?
Is that from your dad?
Yeah.
Doesn't have some words to it?
Yeah, say them. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who is that in the muddy lane hugging up my love like Jane? Her hair is black and her eyes as shine. She's a pretty little girl and she is mine. That's all I know of.
Thank you.
Swing, yeah.
What?
Cattle on the Swing, that's about like it is. No, she's wanting, what was that?
Rainy Day.
Rainy Day. A lot of these old tunes I have to get him to start for me because I forget them. Some of you guys that's trying to learn it, you can start off easy, and again, you get out to that fast part, you'll be going right. Blackberry Blossom. That's all young. Dun 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 dun. That's got three parts, and I think that's a fantastic. Well, the fact about there's a guy asleep one time where we was playing for a square dance, my brother and I, and he had a banjo and I had a fiddle. And he woke up and come in, and he said, nothing there, and it sounded so good. So if you go to sleep sometime, you got your player on, why, turn it on. Just go to sleep and then lay down and wait till it comes on, huh? I was just a kid. My dad played it all the time.
You called it Blackbird Blossom.
Yeah. That's different to the one they play nowadays. Yeah.
You can tell it's the same tune, but I never thought I liked that tune until I heard that.
I was playing it down to Charleston, and this boy that goes with, he was there with Frank George. And he said, I want you to play Blackberry Blossom to me. And I said, well, I don't play it like everybody else. He said, that I know, and that's the reason I want to hear it. So I played it for him. That's a nice tune, really is.
Melvin, how about playing that, it sounds to me like Shady Grove, but you don't call it that. You call it Going to New Orleans? I'll take my knapsack on my back.
Yeah, they just sing that in half the time. We're traveling, he sings that. Also, Ron's got so he sings.
It's catchy.
Yeah, you're right, it's catchy to play it on the fiddle, too. It's a good thing Grafton didn't get up here to play with him, because a lot of them tunes he never heard me play it.
What's that? We heard him very often. What's worse than that?
They want to know the words to it.
I can sing a little of it. I'll take my knapsack on my back and my gun upon my shoulder. I'll march away to New Orleans, to a far and better country, where silver grows on sycamore sprouts and the river flows good brandy, and the hillsides are all covered with cakes and the gals are as sweet as candy. How about that? Yeah, that's like the gold rush, ain't it? No, I can't do that.
I got one. How about, there's one tune you play that reminds me just the way it's played, the timing of it, the way they play some tunes down around where Greg lives. I don't know if you met Greg yet. He's a fiddler here this week. He's from down in Virginia. And that's Cindy.
Cindy.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of curious that the way you play it is real similar to the way I've heard it played, or at least the way the timing goes. You listen to this.
Now, I can play two different ways. I reckon I can. I used to, but I got to playing like my dad, and
that's
I just fell for it, and I quit the other way. So I was like I was by playing the banjo on a guitar. My dad come around and he said, "Now listen, son, if you're going to learn to play fiddle, throw this dang stuff away." So I did. Now I can't play neither one of them. I played a guitar and a French harp together, and I played a banjo. I could play about any way on it. So I'll play Cindy. You ready? Yeah. Thank you.